Let's think about it for a second. If I give you two L shapes, like this and like this, so they're just a little bit off, and I ask you to rotate them to show that neither they're the same. On paper, I give you these two things. I give you these two objects in front of you. How long is it going to take you to show that these two are the same?
2 seconds.
2 seconds, right? Because you go, and then they're the same. Oh, perfect. You're amazing. What if I give you two L shapes like this? How long is it going to take you to rotate them to prove to me that they're the same? A little longer, because you got to go, check. All right, they're the same. So now I'm going to ask you to imagine. Are these two exactly the same? These two L shapes? Yes, right? Because you go, now I want you to imagine. Are these two L shapes exactly the same? Is it going to take you longer to imagine that these two are the same than these two are the same? In fact, it does. In fact, it's a linear relationship between how much you've rotated it in terms of angle of rotation and how long it takes you to say that two shapes are the same, if you're just imagining it in your head. The same way as if you have to rotate them on paper. It takes you longer as you make them farther apart in rotation. Is that pretty good evidence that we're actually doing the mental rotation in our mind? Pretty good evidence, right? Just exactly the same way as if we had to rotate the shapes in reality, it takes us longer in our mind to say that they're the same. Kind of evidence against a verbal description too, right? Because we can form the verbal description in the same amount of time, whether it's like this or like that. Pretty cool stuff.